parable that speaks of God, the identity of God, but also of the identity of you and me, our own identity, who we are before God. And more than that, what am I doing with what has been entrusted to me? What kind of servant am I? We heard of three different servants. Which one are you? Which one I am? The generous God goes on a journey. This is the master. God will never give us something that we cannot bear, something that we cannot carry. God in Jesus Christ only gives us the cross that we can carry. Therefore, he will ask accordingly, so there should be no excuses. As baptized children of God, we have a responsibility to promote the gospel of life. It has been given to us, the truths of the gospel, no excuses. As baptized children, we have the responsibility to share Christ with others by the way we live our lives, no excuses. God has not given us anything that he has not given us before. He has given us again the truths of the gospel, the graces necessary to remain faithful to those truths. So there are no excuses. As the gospel today says, he gave to each one according to his ability. He has given you according to your ability. Are you single? He's giving you what you need. Are you married with children? He's giving you what you need. Are you clergy? He's giving me what I need. No excuses. If we want to get to heaven, we better be working in the kingdom to get to heaven. To each one according to his or her ability. To one he gave five. He's being very generous. And he gave a talent. A talent back in the day was money. It can be silver or gold coin, but really was like anywhere between 15 to 25 or 30 years worth of wages. Let's say about $1 million to the first one about five. To the second one about $1 million. To the third servant, maybe $250,000. That is a lot of money. How much do I have? How much I have been given by God? And we heard the story of what each one of them did. They went and invested and multiplied what they had received. But they were very honest because they could have very well kept some for them. But when the master came back, they returned the 5 plus 5, 2 plus 2. The master is gone. They could have said, well, I'm going to keep a little bit more for me because I did the work. But they didn't do that. That right there is for all of us to examine our lives, our vocation. Are we being stingy? Doing it just for ourselves and not completely for God? The third servant, who was the wicked servant, one talent. He was afraid and buried the talent because he thought that the master was going to be very tough. And he tells the master, I know you are a hard man, so I'm going to go and bury that talent. My dear brothers and sisters, we oftentimes do that. We are afraid, and we just choose to stay quiet. I'm afraid to speak up for the truth of the gospel. I'm afraid to defend life, therefore I'm just going to remain quiet. If I do that, I'm burying that talent, the talent of life, the talent of truth. Or perhaps I might say, the master is a very demanding master. Therefore, I'm just going to go and postpone that and don't do anything until later. Therefore, I'm not going to defend life now. I really don't care. I don't want to get involved. I'll do that later. Not knowing when the master is going to come back and ask for that talent and what I did with it. Perhaps we are afraid to go to confession. We keep bearing so many sins or postponing them because I'm afraid to go to confession. Just like this wicked servant. I'm not using those talents for God and to bring others to Christ. You wicked and lazy servant. Perhaps we're already tired because we have done so many things. Perhaps you might say, Father, I'm already advanced in years. What else could I do? Well, you better start investing. It is better when the master comes back to tell the master, Master, I'm giving you very little because I started late in life. I was preoccupied with so many other things. But it is better to give him something than nothing. It is better to give him something than nothing. What are we doing? St. Augustine says, find out what you have been given from God. Take what you need, and the remainder, allow others to take it. Notice, find out how much you have been given from God. Take only what you need, not what you want, but what you need, because the remainder is needed by others. How much I have received, how much I have been entrusted. The number one talent is life. Am I promoting life? Am I defending life? Am I being life given to others in Christ, through Christ, and with Christ? And then I go from there. Whatever that I'm doing, whatever my vocation is, my job, my business, career, whatever, if all those talents are not being used to glorify God, taking what I need, because everything comes from God, and giving it to him so that others may take what is theirs, I'm not working like the other servants. Notice that the wicked servant, in a way, he is insulting God, because he said, I know you are a hard man, and you reap where you did not sow. He is calling him a thief. Because if you reap where you did not sow, you're stealing from somebody else. But God is not that. He is very generous. He's giving him $250,000. And he's not saying, I want you to go and invest it in car sales, selling cars, or a coffee shop, or whatever. Or go gamble. He didn't say none of that. Very generous. He just given that and saying, pretty much do as you please. We have been given the freedom to choose to work for God and with God and through God, or to not do anything at all. To keep burying those talents. To keep postponing whatever has been given to us. At the end of the journey, the master, the good God, will come back again, and he will ask every one of us about our talent, our life, our vocation, career, or whatever you want to call it. As we approach this heavenly banquet, let us ask God through the intercession of our Blessed Mother to help us to find out how much it has been given to us. Because sadly, there are some people who do not know that they have many talents because they are preoccupied in so many other things in the world, pleasing men and not God. And perhaps they're already advanced in years. Do not keep wasting your time. Waste time with God and in God. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to find out how much you have been given so that you better start working right away to invest for God. And that is to bring people to God. That is the best investment that we can do. to glorify God and to bring others to Christ and to defend the truths of the gospel, sharing God just like he is. We are not going to water down the gospel. Believe it or not, I am pro-life and I'm going to defend life. If you like it, fine. If not, that is your problem, not mine. If I'm not doing that, I'm being a wicked servant, and God is watching. Again, with hope, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to open our eyes, to open our heart, to open our minds, so that we may invest in God, in the kingdom, so that we may right away find out the talents that we have been entrusted with and get to work. May our Blessed Mother help us to precisely do that, to be good stewards of what has been given to us, and to continue to multiply souls for God, bringing people closer to God so that they may glorify him just as we are now at this time. May God bless us all.